You have it, thank you.
Thanks, appreciate that. Jay Migliaccio is Director of Cloud Platforms and Services at Aspera. He is responsible for Aspera's on-demand product line, providing high-speed transport to, from, and across cloud infrastructure and object storage to enable big data applications in the cloud. There's more. In his previous role as Director of Sales Engineering, Jay spearheaded the architecture and deployment for numerous Aspera installations in support of complex end-to-end file-based media workflows. He brings over 11 years of experience providing OEM sales, sales engineering, and biz dev services to technology companies with a focus on open source platforms. Please welcome Jay Migliaccio to Cloud Computing West.
And thank you all for sticking around on the last day. The title of my slide is the file-based media workflows in the cloud. I wanted to talk a little bit about how media is leveraging data transfer technology and how media organizations are leveraging the cloud. The subtitle isn't written here, but it's really about technology and media and how there are people inside of media organizations that are taking new technology and putting it to use. And likewise, there are organizations that are creating new technologies that enables new media experiences. I've been at Aspera for almost 7 years now, and the company itself has transformed quite a bit since I started. In the early days, I was helping organizations transform themselves, moving data around. A couple years ago, we started experimenting with the cloud, probably 3 or 4 years ago. But for me, the light bulb really went off after a few conversations. In particular, one was with a media organization, a program manager, who said to us, we need to move a lot of data around, and we're thinking about the cloud because we don't want to rely on our IT department to do it. They're a little bit too slow and too expensive. So the light bulb really went off when I heard that conversation and made me think about getting into the cloud space. In the last 2 years, I've shifted my focus to be exclusively on our cloud offering. So Aspera, for those of you who don't know, is a software company, and we provide data transfer technology primarily on-premise, and I'm focusing in on the use of our technology on cloud platforms to help organizations move their data to and from cloud platforms. What I really wanted to do today was to tell a few stories. Kind of shifted up my presentation, my normal presentation. I'm going to tell a few stories about organizations that are actually using cloud platforms to solve their business problems, media organizations. It's a little bit different than our normal slide deck. I figured we're here in Vegas, and you know, what happens in Vegas can stay in Vegas. And then I realized Marty's recording it and going to provide it all over the world. So forgive me if it's a little too experimental or too conceptual for you. I also wanted to spend a few minutes to talk about the types of challenges around data transfer. You know, I often, in the past, have made the mistake as describing our company and technology as doing high-speed file transfer. But in reality, it's much, much more than that. And, you know, file transfer doesn't necessarily strike you as an interesting conversation at a cocktail party, but the reality of data transfer and the market requirements for high-speed data transfer are quite interesting. So I'll share some stories there, too. So transformation was kind of the theme when I thought about what we're actually doing is we're helping organizations and departments and business processes transform. We're helping them move away from traditional means of moving data on tapes and to means of moving data digitally through file and file transfer. We're also helping organizations who traditionally deploy systems on-premise and helping them deploy and leverage cloud platforms and transforming their workflow. And it's, of course, forced us to transform our technology, too, as I alluded earlier. The bottlenecks associated with data movement have shifted as we've broke down each of the former bottlenecks. We've come across the next bottleneck. So we've had to continually reinvest in our own intellectual property and in our own technology to advance it to meet the continuing changes of the market out there. And the industry recognizes that Aspera is the leader, I can firmly say, in high-speed data transfer in the media space. And we believe we are the leader also in high-speed data transports up and to and down from cloud platforms. And also, we recently won an Emmy Award. Quite proud to say that the media industry has recognized the technology of Hespera and provided us with an Emmy in recognition of that. So how do we help customers transform? One is through the basic transfer capability, the ability to move data as fast as their infrastructure will allow anywhere in the world. As you can imagine, that capability allows organizations to break the barriers of geography and allows them to collaborate with organizations globally. Of course, we help organizations automate the movement of data in and around their organization and partners. And furthermore, for those organizations that are already moving data and have automation of data movement, they're looking for integration. So we provide technology, applications, and services for integration of high-speed data transfer in many applications. And of course, when data is moving around in huge volumes in and out of your network, in and out of your service platform, management becomes critical. So we provide management tools for monitoring, tracking, reporting of the data being moved around. A little bit about technology and media. I like this picture because it's kind of quaint. It is, of course, a media capture technology from a bygone era. Wouldn't have much value in the media industry today, except in a museum perhaps. But what it does teach us is that there was a time that this was a new technology, and there was an organization that leveraged this new technology to create a new media experience. And that is really the basis of the conversation today is enabling new organizations or enabling those creative organizations to leverage new technologies to create new media experiences and partaking as a technology company in the creation of new technology that enables organizations to create new media experiences. And it's really the interplay between those that gets me up every day and gets me excited, because you get those conversations about new ideas and about new possibilities. And for me, it's just an exciting place to be. So I asked myself the question, does the innovation precede the use case, or does the use case precede the innovation? And I thought about that quite a bit, actually, in preparation for the presentation today. And at the end of the day, I didn't come up with an answer. It's a chicken or egg problem. But I did realize is that it's a virtuous cycle, is that with each new innovation, we can enable new use cases. And with each new use case, we can envision new innovations that are going to be required. So I want to segue over now to customer stories, where we have organizations with their use cases and leveraging new innovations, and then we're going to talk about new innovations that enable use cases. I've got three customer stories for you today. One is about an organization that was ready to experiment with the cloud. There are many organizations on the cloud today. There's a lot of people thinking about going to the cloud today. But each organization in each industry in each vertical, of course, goes at their own pace. And in this particular case, we're talking to a cable company, an MSO. And an MSO has, of course, a library of assets. And in this particular case, their business use was they wanted to leverage those assets in an OTT platform. So they had a regular call with us recently and described their business challenge is, we've got this library of assets we've licensed for a new distribution channel, and we need to prepare and deliver it to for an OTT use case. And of course, that business challenge, that business opportunity, had a few technical challenges with it. First off, it was about 2,000 assets. And in average, it was about 10 gigabytes per asset. And each of those assets, of course, in their raw form, wasn't prepared and needed to be prepared through DRM plate array encryption. And the business team put down the goal that they get it done by next Friday. So we're on this conversation with them and thought about how are we going to help this organization achieve this challenge. And we looked at the infrastructure, of course, and realized that they didn't actually have enough spare systems to get the job done. They had some software for doing the encryption, but they really didn't have enough of it. And they didn't really have planned the CapEx budget to get this job done. So truly, we had a problem. And the question is, what is the solution? And for sure, the solution needed a lot of infrastructure right now, and it only needed it for a short period of time. So we thought about the cloud and whether or not the cloud can solve this problem. And the basic transfer problem in the cloud is getting the data up to the cloud, transforming or encrypting the data, and getting it back down to the storage library. And we look at the metrics here, we realize that the encryption process was an 8 to 10 minute process. And when you take 2,000 assets and string them one at a time for 10 minutes each, you're clearly up to 20,000 minutes, which is about 13 or 14 days. That wasn't going to cut it. Of course, when you add in data transfer and, you know, at a moderate rate of a few hundred megabits per second up and down, that's an extra 15 to 20 minutes. So on, you know, conservatively, we can say this process is going to be a 30-minute process per asset, 60,000 minutes. That's about 42 days. We definitely have to look at parallelization. And fortunately for a cloud, we can do that. We can take an architecture like this and we can parallelize it. We can run it on 40 systems in parallel. We can spin them all up today, and we can start to initiate the process. Of course, the data still exists on the SAN or the NAS at the facility, and you do need to automate the transfer and the delivery of the process, so we had to look at some automation systems. And of course, we provide a workflow solution to help people automate the movement of their data. And when you break down the workflow steps, what you see is there's a transfer initiation, there's a process initiation, there's a process verification, there's another transfer initiation, and then there's a registration. And here we see in the workflow the method by which this business challenge can be resolved. The lesson when we look at this challenge in this summary is that the cloud can scale, and it does provide the scalability. The cloud is available on demand, and we can leverage it today and get the job done by next week. And the cloud, of course, only requires that you pay for what you use. It's beautiful. We, of course, ask ourselves the question, will this actually work, or is there a bottleneck in that architecture? And when you look at the requirements of moving that much data in and up to and down from the cloud, what you recognize is, yes, there is still potentially a bottleneck. This particular organization had enough bandwidth, in theory, to get it done. But the bottleneck in this case turns out to be the traditional IT storage. The storage platform that's warehousing all of the data, of course, can't move an aggregate of 8 gigabits per second up and down to the cloud platform. So the on-premise storage turns out to be the bottleneck. The other interesting bottleneck is that the security team, the operations team, doesn't open and firewall access that quickly. So one of the delays and the risks in the project is just around the operations team. And it really begs the question, is traditional on-premise IT infrastructure ready for the challenges of tomorrow? Is it able to help organizations get to where they need to go? We'll find out soon. Okay, another story I have is about moving to the cloud. This one, we actually had Mikey up here from Netflix. It's a great story, so we like to tell it. I'm going to try to tell it with a different angle today. The story is about Netflix, and Netflix, as we know, is basically started off as a mail order business. They realized they could get more scale if they went digital, so they took their mail order business and they put it online, and they're doing video on demand. So they've transformed from a physical delivery business to a digital delivery business. That's when we got to know Netflix as a customer, because they realized in order to get those movies over to the CDN, they needed to move a lot of data quickly. So they contacted us and bought a simple solution for just data delivery over to CDNs. And as they grew their business, they realized they're getting more and more movie assets into their catalog, and really they needed a more robust and server-based platform. So they upgraded from a basic client to a server to ingest the data from the media providers. But this story is actually about their third transformation. Their third transformation was initiated by the business challenge of the organization, which is, we, Netflix, don't want to be in the data center business anymore. We don't see any core value in us cabling and wiring, as Mikey had described earlier. It didn't offer any value to our organization, and we want to shut down our data center. And when they looked at what it would take to shut down their data center, they realized that, you know, they've been using Aspera for a long time, and clearly Aspera would be part of their future. They had a few technical challenges. One, of course, was they're ingesting and receiving about 100 terabytes of data a month into their storage platforms. And if they shut down their data center, they would no longer be receiving it onto their file system, but they needed to get it up to the S3 object storage system as 100 terabytes a month. And that they're receiving this from multiple content providers. And some are, a handful are sending a lot of content, and then there's many that are sending a small amount of content. So they have quite a number of providers of content in this environment. So when they looked at the architecture of moving to the cloud, they realized we've been using Aspera quite a bit for getting data from our content providers up to our servers in our data center. But when we move to the cloud, we have a new challenge, which is we need to get the data directly into object storage. And object storage, as you heard from Mike King, is it's really the storage platform of choice on the cloud because of its scalability and redundancy and performance. So, they, of course, chose object storage as their platform. So they presented us with a new challenge, which was, Aspera, help us get the data directly into the object storage. And, of course, at the time, the technology was fairly file-based, so we're taking a file at a source and delivering a file to a file system. We had to generalize the transport and abstract out the file-based requirement that make a general purpose a receiver so that, in fact, we could take an incoming data stream and deliver it to any destination, whether it's an HTTP put into an object storage or an FTP put into an FTP system or a data stream in the future for an application that wants to manipulate data on the fly. So again, we have a story about an innovative company that has a new use case that's pushing the technology and an innovative technology company that's stepping up. The solution, of course, was what we now know as Direct to S3, and it's a capability inside of the Aspera transport to receive data not only at high rates of speed over wide area networks, but deposit it directly into the object storage. And of course, Netflix uses this today as their primary ingest source for rich media. They run a bank of about 40 or 50 servers up in the cloud where they have various clients and web-based and automated systems for providers to deliver media to them. And they, of course, have transformed themselves. The third customer story I have, let's finish this one. Really what we've learned and what they're pushing us for next, because they've pushed us all along here, is to add elasticity to the platform. So they're running, I said, a bank of about 40 or 50 servers, but not all servers are being used at all times. So they've asked us and challenged us to go back and look at adding elastic capability into the platform. I'll talk a little bit more about what we're doing there later. Okay, the last story I have is about innovation on the cloud. And this story has to do with Sony. Sony Media Cloud Services has a new offering that was announced, in the last year. And this particular group within Sony wanted to solve a problem on the production side of media. They looked at the production process of their own organizations and of their partner organizations and of the industry in general. And when you look at on-premise collaboration around media with on-premise systems, you recognize that it's just not as efficient as it could be. So by moving the collaboration tools up to a cloud platform and making them available globally, all of a sudden you get a global collaboration platform for the media in the media creation process. And that's exactly what they've built. And they've launched it in the last year. And it looks to be quite interesting. Of course, they have a much bigger vision than just collaboration around media. For transformation, archiving, and delivery in the future. But at the end of the day, it's on a cloud platform, and it involves rich media. So one of the challenges they had was getting assets into and out of the system. And this organization had been working with Aspera for quite some time, and they concluded that they would use Aspera for those high-speed ingests and deliveries from the cloud platform. So today we have Sony C, which is an innovative collaborative platform built on the cloud, enabled by the cloud platform and the high-speed transport. So whatever workflow you're looking for in cloud platforms, whether it's an ingest workflow, a transformation workflow, a delivery workflow, or an archive workflow, we're there to help you. We provide the technology, the management, and the automation workflow tools to help you get that done. Okay, let's shift the conversation and look at what are the challenges around high-speed data transfer to and from the cloud and from cloud to cloud. The first challenge is, as everybody knows, the data volumes just keep growing. So I told you earlier about Netflix, and their average month is 100 terabytes a month. We've seen them peak in the 200 to 300 terabyte range when they're doing an ingest for a region. Another example on data volume is the MSO story I told earlier, where they wanted to move 20 terabytes of data up to and down from the cloud in a sort of 24 to 48 hour window. Another one is an organization we're working with that has a library of 3 petabytes of data, and they asked us how we could leverage Aspera to move it up to their cloud platform. And when you take a conservative transfer rate in the sort of 2 to 400 megabit per second range, we're talking on the order of months for a delivery timeframe. So this is a project that has yet to get started, but will last over a period of months because of the data volumes we're talking about. Another organization that collects map data, video map data, as you know, with map services now, you can get videos of the areas. They were proudly reported to us that they built an Aspera infrastructure in the cloud that could sustain a 2 gigabit per second ingest, because that was their target rate for ingesting the data volumes that they're talking about. So the message here is the data just gets larger and larger and larger, and I don't see that slowing down anytime soon. This is an interesting screenshot. We meter now the volumes of data that people transfer. It's the license model we use on the cloud. This is a screenshot of one of the graphs of usage in aggregate of the various platforms that are consumers of our cloud-based platform. And what we see here is in the month of October, we've been averaging over 50 terabytes a day of data movement. So this is a new peak for us, of course, just this in the last 30 days. And again, as we continue to onboard more people, I don't see this subsuming at all. So 50 terabytes over a 30-day period, that's 1.5 petabytes a month we're going to be averaging of moving data into and out of the cloud. What you don't quite see here is the blue represents the upload. There's a thin yellow line that represents the download. So a majority in the 95 to 98% of the transfers are moving data up to the cloud. So if there's any doubt, there's a huge migration of data going up to the cloud. Honestly, I believe it's just getting started, and we're going to see this grow phenomenally over time. So there's some of the data, some data points on the data sizes. Of course, speed and control is one of the other challenges. The original one, this graph represents the performance characteristics of the TCP algorithm. This was the original challenge that we were faced with when trying to help customers move data around. If you've studied networking protocols or TCP, it's fairly well known, but most people just don't read up on it, is the challenge with moving large amounts of data over the public network or over long distances isn't applications themselves. It's not the FTP or the HTTP application. It's the layer below the application. It's the layer that's built inside of every operating system. It's a standardized transport layer that breaks up the packets, disassembles files, reassembles files, guarantees delivery of the packets, retransmits MIDS packets. So it's the TCP, I call it the TCP problem. TCP is a standard protocol and is great for 98% of its use cases. However, when you're trying to move huge amounts of data very quickly over wide area networks, it's particularly problematic for this reason here. Every time it detects some form of latency or packet loss, it, by design, will throttle back as part of its guarantee and reliability control. However, the cost of reliability, in order to provide the reliability, it creates a huge cost around performance. So the solution was to create something different that doesn't use TCP for data transfer. And that's exactly what we did at Aspera. We call it a fundamental problem, so we have a fundamental solution to this problem that's entirely software-based. There's also, of course, the infrastructure problem. So when you look at moving data over wide area networks, of course, you're going to start stressing the infrastructure and finding bottlenecks. The first bottleneck typically is going to be the bandwidth. So when I started at Aspera, customers were very excited to be able to transfer at the 100 megabit per second network that they had. That was pretty radical at the time. But as bandwidths have gotten larger, the bottleneck has shifted. After solving bandwidth, when you're transferring over wide area networks in high bandwidth scenarios, of course, you start to run into disk problems. So in order to not overdrive receiving disks, we had to develop a technology for monitoring the disk rate control. And now with higher speed disks and SSD and memory-based storage environments, we're running into a new problem, which is simply the CPU. So we're building technologies to parallelize the encryption and decryption, and we'll be able to use that for compression of the data sets on multiple cores, and even working with Intel on more advanced architectures. Currently, the bottleneck we're facing on the ultra high speed, 10 gigabit per second transfers is the number of interrupts we can receive on the Intel architecture. So we've worked with Intel to help remove that bottleneck, and they've architected a direct IO technology so the networking stack can communicate directly with the memory buffers. Another challenge is, of course, the ecosystem. So we're working with technology partners, cloud providers, storage providers, media, technology providers to enable them to leverage a data transfer technology. And we're providing APIs and integration options so that anybody can integrate with a data transfer capability in the cloud. This is an architecture of Aspera on demand for integration with third-party applications. And when we look forward about tomorrow, we're in process to build out an auto-scaling platform that elastically expands with the demands of the customers for Netflix and Amazon. And we're building, at the end of the day, an entire platform that enables our customers to leverage cloud-based platforms, CDNs, and on-premise storage with any industry media application in a reliable, high-speed, and secure way. So thank you very much for your time today.